Asche darf man sagen, in Ponevisch. Moi, Rebbe Rabbi Isai. Steht in Posseg, wo Yoyshev Pesach ho'oihel kechoyim ha'yoyim. Wo Yoyshev Pesach ho'oihel kechoyim ha'yoyim. Says Rashi, Al-Asar, Yoshav Ksiv, Bikesh Lamoid, Omoloy HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Shev, you sit. V'ani E'emoid, and me, Boire Yoylem, I shall stand. V'ato Simen Levanecho, and you shall be a Simen for your children and future generations, in the beginning of Maisa Ove Simen Lebonim, Ani Lehisya, Che'osid Ani Lehisyatev, Ba'adas HaDayonim. I shall stand when the Dayonim are Yoshvin, Shenemar, Asher Melekim Nitzot Ba'adas Keo. This is Rashi. Is Rav Yeruchim the Mashgiach from the Mir says as follows: "V'hoyros yeshiva v'amido yeshnam kama biyurim akoponim hagoshes inyan hi sho'oymed hu atoli v'tzorich liyoshev." The agdoras adover is the individual who is standing is tolui, needs that individual who is sitting, and therefore the statement of Rashi is cataclysmic v'muzogim. It's tremendous. Boirei Oilem Kaviyochel, learned the Mir Mashgiach, needs the Klal Yisroel. Therefore, he is the Oymed. Bikesh Lamoid, Nein, the Gila Kodesh Bochus Adrabe, Hadova Hula Hepich, Shov Vani Eemoid, Kiani Hutzrich Hatzorich Lecho, Ubecho Hakoil Tolui. And then Rabbi Yeruchim brings the Posik to New Ois Leloikim, which means that we, Kaviyochel, give koyach zum Boirei Oilom in whatever he is involved in. Tnu ois Elokim. Shekein rotze vekein kova kodesh bohu babriyah. Shel kol oilom isel yoinim. Yu oimdim utluyim davke vedavke boil matachta. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is manhig. His anhog in the world is based upon the Klal Yisrael. So this is Rav Yeruchim Ziyasoy Pshat Natashi. Rav Chaim Voloshiner doesn't take his cue from Rav Yeruchim, but he goes with the same mahalach, and he says, he brings the medrash and shir hashirim kedugme, the posik, kususosi berich bei paroi, just like the susim, they were the ones who directed where to go into the yamsuf, while the usually the fellow who's riding on top of the sus provides the directions. Here was not that way. Says Rav Chaim Voloshin, that we are kaviyochu like the susim that direct by the oilam, that directed the riders on top of the susim. So too are we the ones who direct by the oilam's hanhog in the belt. Just hear a few words from Chaim Voloshin. Ha'odom, and he learns this is going on. Ha'odom amakav alatzmoy ola teira. Needless to say, ha'odom amakav alatzmoy ola teira. Who nelo mi al kol inyonei zeh ha'olam? That's alein is gavaldik. Who nelo? He is more choshev than kol inyonei zeh ha'olam. Umoshgach mito yizborach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes his directions from him. Hashkoche protis lemaylem ayeros koy chois ativiyim v'mazois kulam. As we shall soon see and elaborate on, the ish haloy meitere is me'al hateva, power of the natural order. Kivon shu dovik beteire, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamish kaviyochu miskadesh b'kedusha al'yoyne shel Torah k'doshes shaloy. But the oyon gets his kedusha from him. And he brings the posik. The by the oilam zogt Yishmol bni borcheini. As by the oilam bet fun Yishmoil, give me a broche. Chaim Voloshin says this is in Nefesh Chaim. In Ruach Chaim, he says Dama Shemaylem Cho. He says let's put a musical intonation over here. Da Masha Melamaylo Psik Mimcho. Everything that emanates from by the Oilim and Shemayim comes from our actions here in this world. Those of Chaim Voloshin. Rav Shach, without referring to The Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he brought a medrash also, which shows us this yesoid. State in medrash, a medrash in Shmoyis Chava. It states as a Umoisha Olo El Holekim Ze Koidem Matan Teire. Acha Matan Teire Vosuli Migdos Vosuchanti Besoichem. I shall come to you. Is we see this dichotomy as Teira Gdoisha is the efficacy of Teira Gdoisha is of such that it provides the individual to rise above the natural order. We shall soon see that is the natural order for the individuals learning Teira. There's a famous Aruch Haim HaKadosh, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, in Soif B'Shalach. And this Aruch Haim HaKadosh articulates Mufurish these sentiments of Rav Shach and Rav Chaim Volozhiner and Rav Yeruchim v'chulu. He asks a kasha. We see that by Pinchas ben Yoyah have a ko'ozel of pidyon shvuyim, the Gemara Masich Tehul and Dav Zayin, and he split the nahar, the riverbed, three times. And the third time that he split it was l'tzayrich an arabego, for an Arab. So, chek di arachayim ha-kodesh chvashtein ish tegans yisoyd av unzere amune Yitzis Mitzchayim, which culminates with Kriyas Yamsuf. And here we see that Pinchas Ben Yoyah, he did it in a on pason, gonged, on kain, fanarabe he did it. And here the Kriyas Yamsuf said Medroshim for 600,000 Yidden, velach velach zach machna Kriyas Yamsuf. Anything less than that, Mashmois, he wouldn't have done. There would not have been a Kriyas Yamsuf. Thus, frek the Eurechaim HaKodesh. And we see how this dovetails into the aside of these gedoyle haruach of generations past. Chaim Volozhiner, Rabbi Yeruchim, Mochan Rav Shach. He says, "Poshit, das is far matan teire, and das is noch matan teire." Boifin that the Kriyas Yamsuf took place prior to matan teire. Then there was not the bechina did not exist yet of tnuos lelekim, which takes its energy from limud teire, from amelus peteire. Mashain Cain, Pinchas Ben Yoyah, his actions were post Maimed Har Sinai, post Nisina Sateira, so Mele after Nisina Sateira, Mewen de Chakoyach. So therefore, if we shall understand the Archaim HaKodesh, which we're soon going to see, that we have a whole different Mahalacha, that it's a vort of prior to Matan Teira and Noch Matan Teira. Agav, Miken Zogin, My not terrors of some of the Pasha Shaila, Allah Fragin the Kasha, that Pinchas Ben Yoyah, his behemoths did not even eat from Enim Ousa. And it's brought down in Lech Lecha that Avram Avinu's behemoths was a mumin. He muzzled them, he covered their mouths, so they should not eat Menagezel. So Hetlas Tutzachto. Avram Avinu wegen Meister de Gornish Getracht. No, and not even Gezel, also, and what did he do? He covered the mouths of the behemoths. Pinchas Ben Yoyah was so choshev, as nishnoch, as nishkesem fin Gezel, nishkesem fin maise oichin nisht. It's the chura, loit, what we're saying is gold in the veld. Avom Avinu was prior to Matan Teira. Prior to Matan Teira, the koyach to go, me'ala teva, did not exist unless it was ordained by Bore Yoylam, out of necessity, and there was no need for it with Avram Avinu. Masha'en came. Pinchas Ben Yoyah is golden of eld. Pinchas Ben Yoyah was post Matan Teira. This is the Mahalach of the Aruch Haim HaKodesh, the Mahalach of Rav Shach, Mahalach of Rav Yeruchim, and Rabbi Chodach Gefunin, a neigedike, Leshem Shvoi Vachloma. The Leshem was the Zayde from Rav Yashav Zechon Levrochim. A groisim a kubul, but eschreib the chamol zachen in a vein, he'll write things that are not al pi kabbalah. And he asks a question. He does not refer to the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. He does not refer to the Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Nefesh HaChayim. He asks a question. I don't understand. The Torah makes a big deal over Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Torah in Nevi'im makes a big deal of Hananya, Mishael, Vazariah, that they went to the Kibshon Eish. Now that took place when Noch Matan Teira. Chvashteinisht. He hasn't referred to Rachem HaKodesh, but he asks, what's the difference? And we know that Daniel, Etcharein Getanst, he jumped into the Goyva Royos. And we make a big deal over it. It's brought down in Novi. So, we have a Shaila Rabbi Yisai. These Nisim took place post Matan Teira. If we shall understand the Arachaim HaKadosh Kepshutoi, then there should not be any Tchaskerai. There shouldn't be a Tumul Bechlal over those Nisim. There are Noch Matan Teire. Noch Matan Teire. It's the natural order. As a mensch who's an Omel B'Teire can defy the natural order and rise above it. If so, the Leshem, Shvoi Bachloma, I don't understand. He brings right the Noch Shailis. What time do I have until? Until what time should I speak? Until what time is it? Zayin Abbas Ateira is Esla Shikati Bateira. He loses his entire equilibrium. Okay. Frek the Leshem Noch Shail. We find that Mar Ukva V'Ishtoi, the Gemara Mesichta Ksubis, Nichnesu L'Taner Midaiton. And there's absolutely, Chutz the Gemara says it in passing, for a Zayta Gesiba, for a side reason, not to embarrass somebody else, that's always why it's brought down in the Gemara. I mean to say, why is that different than Hananya Mishol Vazayah Shen Nichnesu L'Taner Kiv Shaneish? And yet, Hananya Mishol Vazayah is the Hakarish Tumul. And Maruk, this Golnish door. Dos Frek the Lesha. He asks another kasha. He says, as we find the born brachas brings a chanin ben doisa, put his foot into the hole where the achoid was. over there, and was not shailed. The sam was not shailed on him. So why is there also? Why is it? And brought down for a zaitig reason, because he wanted there should not be any rain. Whatever my choice was. Or no, he wanted to get rid of the achoid, but. But it's not brought down to talk about the Nisim. So Rabbi Yisai, Frek the Leshem, was the chilik between Hananya, Mishol, Vazariah, the chilik between Daniel, Beguv HaAchoyos, and all the Nisim of Seif Masechta Tainis. Mishoim, Shemen Yudlak, Choymet Yudlak, all the Nisim. And there is no problem with the Nisim over there. This past Haftarah, we have with Chis HaMesim, richtig? The Novi made Chis HaMesim. Piv val piv, yad al yad. The Gans, Sogas Adelus Badoi. And the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Dav Zayin, Kom Hove V'Shoch Lev Zeir, and the Gemara Tat Chis HaMesim. Warren Ervin says, everybody who's brought down in the Gemara is because of Mechaim Mesim Zayin. Do the Novi macht like a ganze tumult wegen dos. And the Gemara, it should be a Novi written on Kom Hove, on Rav's Chis HaMesim, Lev Zeir. Agav, I must tell you, Rabbi Yisai, years ago I heard from Ashes Rav Aryeh Levin. I'm telling you, Rabbi Shalom, from a lady. You'll appreciate this. In the Chumashim, it says, right before the Tchias HaMesim, when she went to the Ishlikim, it says she went to Ishlikim, Kam Masayimim Hasfardim. You know, now it's getting good. Now we're going to read about they live happily ever after. This is Tchias HaMesim. Stop! Don't, the child's dead. Don't read about the Tchias HaMesim. Kan Mesayimim Hasfardim. Vos. Come on, I mean, now it gets Pesimchadig. Now we can get him getting S in the Cholent, but my Vesha has been at Tchias HaMesim. No, nothing about it. The kid's dead, and she went to Shlikim, stop, that's it, so long. What kind of killjoy are they? Go weiter. Shlomo Zagut Akasha. Zogt Eishes Rav Aryeh Levin, the Shvigir von Moron Hagoin, Rav Yashav Zechoin, Rav Zechat Zav Gosh Lavroch, Vor Nefloin. She said, Toshin, she said, the problem is ours. The Chidor writes, Eitz Lachenu B'nei HaSfardim, the Amunah Pshute is Azoi Poshut, as Megeit Rishli Kim, Alts was I'm good. It's gonna be good. Us Ashkenazim, we have a problem. We have a game like that. The Chidor says, "Achenu bnei Sforad, adayin royim behem." It's a amuna pshuta, amuna tmima. It's a no-brainer. It's a given. As vivait zigeit ishleikim, they'll definitely be. It'll be besudar. So I wanted to add to this piece. Now it's very geschmack. So what's the pshat? Yet of shleima. She went to ishleikim and therefore this amuna pshuta. Do you know who this child grew up to be? Habakkuk. And Habakkuk's mantra was, Tzadik b'munosa yichye. It's als a bolt. It was minor, he's offered to them. Close parentheses. Aber it's a novi. We read about the novi. Und da, komm, komm, schwach, Reb Zeir, noch im Rabbi, mach, nach, tiers, weiss, Reb Zeir. It's a pili ploin. Says the Leshen, Vohim nifloim ad lemiyoid. He says, Dachin Zogin, and this goes against the Arachayim, and against everything we told you until now. But in a way it's more profound. It's not a word in far Kabbalah Sateira vis-a-vis noch Kabbalah Sateira. No, the word is, in the beginning of the Tkufa, Bayesheni, Bayre Oilam was Machnis, and these are his words, Oir Chodosh into the world. The Or Chodosh is the Or of the Chersh Namazgir of Pilpul HaTeira. Rabbi said, I'm getting to what you fellows are involved in. The Or Chodosh of Pilpul HaTeira. Until then, everything was Meseira. The Novi might have known everything, but we never say a Svara from a Novi. We have no Gemoris B'Shem Neviim. Mefagel Mechetzi Matir. So if Nishpach HaKoyz, you make a perfect God, but you don't make Kiddush Nochamol. There's no Novi that you find any place in all the Svarim HaKadoshim. Because theirs was a different Teire. Same Yediyas, but it was on Pilpul HaTeire. Pilpul HaTeire was a Tkufa that was begun in Bayashen. Favos, we'll talk about it in a few moments. Now says the Leshem, Dvorim Nifloim. Avad, there was an Omer in Teire. It's a shank in the But Omel and Teira meant Omel and Pilpul HaTeira. And that Tkufa began in Bayesheni. Now, go calibrate and go see all the Gemaras and all the Nevi'im. You heard the Bastutzach. Was up to you. He says, Aloshin, Asher Nirmizeh, Shekol Sidrei Breishis Hoyemosher Biyodom Shel Eilu Sheheim Falpulim B'Teira. Mashaloi Nimtzeh B'Doyris Rishonim. These are not my words. These are the words of the Leshem. So I asked Rav David Soloveitchik once. I was walking with him in the street. I told him the Leshem, the Gemara brings out an Erevin. A fellow's wife was Nifta. And he had no money to hire a wet nurse. So he himself, Shnei Dodim came to him. Apines grew on him. And he nursed his child. And the Gemara says, Kama mechua davazeh. You don't find that in Pesachta Tainis. By all the Nisim, Seif Mesich the Titans. But my greatest Rebbe gesagt to me is Poshit. That man sagen, ich bin in Amoritz. And Amoritz is nicht kein Schalti, but the Brie, Poshit. A male, do say, it's a Shini at Teva, Shini in the Brie. Oh, but don't make any mistake. As a mensch, is he am a Falpul in Teire? And on a corresponding level to his Pilpul at Teire, that a Shalit of the Brie. This is the lesson. There's a the Taz, the Chaim Volozhiner brings down in Ruach Chaim that a Isha, her child, was very sick. And she went to the Taz. Doidi HaTaz is brought down. Could be Taz was a relative. Doidi HaTaz. And I want you to be mispalel for him. He says, Ver binich, vos binich. And this Isha was no slouch. She says to him, I'm not coming to you, else yourself. Hayois, you are a mefalpel. You are a loymed teira, so you are a shalat on the briya. And it's brought down over there. Gleich, the kid, the fever went away, and he had a refuah. This is the Rabbi Sai. So we have now a neigadik shtickle. Why did Bnei Olam do this? Is Yedua from Kama v'Kama the Rivenis in Prague, the Oynig Yontiv, the Netziv in Kama v'Kama Mekoymos. And comrades with a Meyerdik essay, Maimon for Navyangel Kamenetsky in Vayechi, and also in his Agdoma to Ovis. That why did Bari Oilam introduce this new Oyer Godel? None of them bring the Leshem, by the way. The essay they say as far as that there was a new Oyer Torah introduced during Vayesheni. But none of them discuss the Shas that we discuss until today. Agav, the Siv Dose, Dover Niflad the Meyoid. He says, when Yerushalayim Zakai came to Yavne, they told him, he told them, I have good news to tell you. Vos, and he came to Yavne, Gleich Loch and Churban Beis Amigdush. I mean to say, they were at a low, that you can't get any lower. You had all the Bar Kochva episode, Thousands of Yidden were killed. And blood was flowing in Yerushalayim, in the streets of Yerushalayim. Gleich noch dem Kunde Vechim and Zakei. To Yavne. He was given that, and his first shmuz was vos. I have news to tell you. Osit ha-teire dishtakach mi-Yisrael. As does talk to Yidden when they're zerbrochen. Does talk to you when they're zerbrochen. It wasn't shy to be more broken than they were. Says the Netziv, Dvorin Nefloyim. Wie versteht nicht, die Morgen Shabbos geflogen, ich weiß nicht mehr im Kopf. Schade, das ist so. Hey, Jois, als wir sind noch in Golus, but the Oilam is going to give us the opportunity to be mefalpel and teire. Osh in a teire list, takech! Mele, you have to be mefalpel and teire, the hein hein a goyrim, that you'll be able to survive the Golus. The Netziv. If Yankee wants a time like this, he says, if you take a look at the historical, in an historical perspective, between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni was 70 years. Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael after 70 years of Golus with the 50,000 chosen. I repeat, the 50,000 chosen of Klal Yisrael. Do you know what its first drosha was? What was Ezra, if I would try to say such a drosha in Flatbush, that would be my last drosha. What was his first drosha that he gave Klal? To the Sultan of Sham. Rid yourselves of your goyish spouses. Richtig! Zotov Yankov Kamenevsky. If that was the madrege of the Sultan Visham of Klal Yisroel, oy vavoy. So Mele Zotov Yankov. If after 70 years of Golos, this is what happened to our people. If we continue in the Golos, there'll be nothing left by the time the Achlus Yom comes. So Kosh Baruch Hu changed the history of the world bin rega. Instead of going to the Bayis HaAcharon, to Achlus HaYomim, Kosh Baruch Hu brought in Bayis Sheni. And he brings a raya. A murder raya. Yecheskel HaNovi has an architectural design of the Bayis HaOsid. Richtig? It was not employed at all by the Boinim of Bayis Sheni. That entire architectural design was put on the wayside. Number two, Rav Yankov says, the Yerushalmi brings down Hayadua, that the Oren was discovered by one of the Pirkei Kohuna in the precincts of the Azorah. And what did they do? They killed him. One of the Pirkei Kohuna found it and they killed him. Don't you bring the Oren up. Why not? Its pride of place is in the Azorah. I have Beis HaMikdosh. Zot of Yankiv is Vorm Pshutim. Because this Beis HaMikdosh was never meant to be. It's only meant to be a station in our long odyssey of the Golus. But in these 400 years, I'm going to introduce the survival kit for Klal Yisrael in the Golus. Rabbi Yisrael, I repeat, the survival kit of the Klal Yisrael in the Golus. Bayis Sheni was a station, not a destination. And this station, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, he introduced the union of Limud HaTorah Bepilpul, with the Cheresh and the Mazke. And what 70 years in the Golus almost did annihilate our people in total, now 1948 years in the Golus, Medin like Rav Shleime and these Chaburis, we are growing exponentially. The Olam HaTorah. After the Churban HaGadol, stells it for. Rabbi Yisrael, there's a Neiredike of Gedal Yeshur. He brings down a cryptic medrash, a two-liner. Omar Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yain Givgar v'tzipoy b'mitzchayim shva eshei shono, v'rebi gar v'tzipoyri yud zayin shnin. Yain Givavino lived 17 years in Mitzchayim, and I lived 17 years in Tzipoyri. Says of Gedal Yisrael Teyreb Shad. He brings from Kadmoin. In the beginning of Maisa v'shim labonim, there had to be a kufa, an error, when Yaakov Avinu lived a life of bliss, because that would be the symbolic reenactment of the Achlus HaYomim. Yaakov had a life of tzoras. He had, when he first was born with Esav, nochta mit Lavan, nochta mit Dina, nochta mit Yosef. He was alive with. So, when were there ever a pre-enactment, this microcosm of the Zman of Achlus HaYomim? Say, third the Parshishchi. I'll tell you when it was, those 17 years, that Yankee lived in Mitzrayim without the Tzoras of Lovin and Esav and Yosef and Dina. That was the symbolic reenactment of Achlus HaYomim. So we have a guarantee there'll be, in the Bechina Maisa of Simon Labonim, a period of Achlus HaYomim. Richtig! What's Machayev? We're going to make a Tachlis Hayom. Who says we will retain our fidelity to Yiddishkeit until Tachlis Hayom after living goes? Says Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the oifen just like Yanki was Machayev to be at Kuvav Tachlis Hayomim. I lived 17 years in Tzipori, where I codified the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, and I created the survival kit for Kal Yisrael to make it to the end of time. What you are doing actually is your involvement in Limud HaTorah B'Iyun is, as mentioned, the only means by which a Yid can survive in the Golus. I want to give you a Rav Schwab, which is riveting. And I want to be Magdim. Rav Schwab wrote these words before the dot-com era. Yankovina saw a bira, a city which was aflame, fire, light. And he asked, is there a manig labirazu? Whereupon he sits minacharokim, because Moch said, yeah, ich bin the balabir. Avram Avinu, because Moch said to Avram, ich bin the balabir. Dr. Schwab, Rabbi Isai. Avraham Avinu was treated to a vista of what's going to be lost and lovely until the end of time. And he saw the shrekleche shrekleche batsiv, we're going to call the dot-com era, of what Yidden will be forced to face in the Sion Yisachayim. Can there be a Baal Abire to create such a beer and tell us and he should expect us to be Mekayim it? I mean to say, are we Malochim? Rav Schwab runs Pshat in that Medrash like that. And as I stress, that was before the dot-com era when he was Nifta. Well, that Hitzis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben HaCharokim. He said, yeah, Dichtik. Ich bin the Baal Abire. I created this and the Sion Yisachayim. Now I want you to know that you're Bekoyach to be mechazik yourselves and to be natzeach on that nesoyin. And I'm telling you the only way, as Chazal tell us in Mesichta Kedushin, is to limud HaTorah b'iyun. That is the means of survival. That is the only way of survival. There's another Chazal. We're going to end with two more little pieces. Chazal tell us in Mesichta Sanhedrin, HaRoitzeh Linotzeh Mechevel Mashiach Yasek B'Torah B'Gmilus Chasodim. Gmilus Chasodim, I can understand, it's Zelu Mazel, Mida Kenegel Mida. Where does Torah come in? And by yourself, I'll play where Torah comes in. I have a fellow, Mike Coyle, at night, when he walks in to the Beis Medrash, he says, I have now entered the domain of happy land. When we're involved in the Gemara, and we put ourselves into Limud HaTorah V'Yistav Tzayin, there's no greater source of Simchas HaChaim than that. Beis HaChaim V'Loshon Yigizot, Halavai my Olam Havo should be my Gia to my Rebbe the Goyim to Olam Hazeh. Let's make no mistake. The Zman Vikas and Mashiach, like we are going through now, is difficult. For the heart, for the emotions. Mesut HaZeifel Tzorah's college campuses, I hope to find the Klal Yisrael. The Goyim all around the entire world with the DBS, whatever you call it. Mesut the Sin in the Shaykh, or to make proclamations that we have no Shaykh to Harabayis. False. The Shaykh aggressors, and it's aggravating. Obviously, an elixir, there's a refuah for them aggravation. How a Yid gather koichos to misoishesh and make it through the goals. Kumsun Beis Medrish, it's a utopian existence. Whilst we are in Beis Medrish, hearing as Elchat Teiris, like we just was eager to hear. Ma yasa od mi yinotz mechevel Mashiach, my Teire, avad tut chesed, that's the midah keneged midah. But as far as being able to survive, I hear this land Teire, the cop is under the cop. It's like cop is in a hajba, listen, hearing the news every 10 seconds, what's going on in the Welt. That's our survival. We enter happy land. There is no talking about the Yonim. Rabbi Isai, many years ago, my Chavrus, whose name is Issa Zalman Kotler, Flavish from Chavrusis, told me a Maisa Nifla that happened with him and his father of Shnei Zechrein Levrocha. Rabbi Isai, this Maisa is worth Kolem Kuloi. I have yet to say this Maisa in America, by the way. I've never said it over here. I don't know why. So I was in Israel just now. I just came back 2 days ago. And I remember the Maisa. I said over there, I spoke over there someplace. I'm telling it to you now. Rav Shneur went with his son, Rabbi Zalman, who was a boch at the time, to visit Rav Shah. And as they're talking with him, Into the room comes Chaim. Chaim is the second son of Meir Tzvi Bergman. And Ershach says out a blurb. Das ist mein Chaim Pinsman. This is my Chaim Pinsman. Ershach gives a smirk and a smile. And the Islam based garnish was tutzach. And he leaves the room. The bacha leaves the room. And Rav Shnei finishes his visit with Rav Shach, and then he leaves. And he says, Alman asks his father, Evelyn's Ta, what did Dor Shiva mean? Rav Shnei said, Rav Shpocha weiss from the Maise. Vos? Rav Shpocha knows. Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman had a first son, and was named after his side. His side, his father, whoever it might have been. Second son was the first Einikul that Rav Shach was able to have a name on his side. He learned, his father was Rav Zalman. He learned by Mitzvah Leponavizhia. He learned by the Altov and Slabotke. I mean to say, I got Groyser Rebbes. Biskurov, I don't know if it was a lot of basic, I don't know the story, but I got Groyser Rebbes. Chaim Pinsman was a balabos who lived in Kletsk. Vos. Zezer Schneier, I'd waste nicht auf Schach. This Chaim Pinsman was 70 years old. He never cracked a book in his life. I say crack a book, I mean never even opened the cover of a sefer in his entire life. Not trying to say opened it, but he never understood what was garnished. When he was 70 years old, he was machlet ichdaf ebeston. He closed his business and he sat and learned. He went to Eretz Yisrael and he was niftu when he was 91 years old. 91 years old. And they found what he left over. Heftalach, Machberot, books of Chidushei Teder, that he was Mechanus last 20 years of his life. Rav Shach said, I'm afraid, he told his daughter and told his son-in-law, that I'm going to get old and I'm going to become Shvach and perhaps my koiches will wane and I'll say to myself, as Blazer, Shoin Genug, you can't be Mechanus anymore. You can't anymore. It's not Shaykh Matzias. I want to have always in front of me a source of chizuk that even when I'm old, I will never ever say to myself these words or have these feelings that laser saying you can't spend on, you can't do more. Rav Shach asked his daughter, please name your son after Chaim Pinsman Abalabos from Kletsk. But it will be a source of chizuk to myself, so be it. Das ist ein Mochen Rav Shach. As if the Avos HaTeirin, the Meise. You show a gvir, a piece of holz, a piece of wood. Et tracht showing, how could I make money out of it? Das ist gvir. Rav Shach, you show him, epes hazach, wie kann ich machen noch Avos HaTeirin von das? Rabbi, your involvement, you know, just to show you, agav, some say, Zolen, Asach, don't get me wrong, but I want to bring out a point. Do you know that the Maisa with Roch, this is not printed. It's told someone who told me, it's not printed. Kabo Sabur, he says, he wrote off his book, and his son, we know that, for 24 years. And then when they came to Atoris to talk him, so what did he say? If you don't know Mishnah Achas, would you have written them off? No. The Rav Chaim Kvet Akasha. Where did Rochel get such an Avos HaTeirah that she should want to live a life of penury? In a barn with a straw mat. After living a life of opulence. Who was her Rebbe in Avos HaTeirah? Says Rav Chaim Shulevitz to this fellow who told me, Poshet, in the Tata. You see, when he was Mata the Nether, and we say it's Golnish, that Mishnah. And let's have seven blood of leaves, Golnish. Not a woman, not a woman, not a task, not a people, not a toysvis. A Mishnah. He wouldn't have written off 24 years. Rochel's Avos HaTeirah was from the Tatiko. For a Mishnah, he would have written them off. Choshuv, Choshvat to be oid. They used to say, Avram Yeshaya, Shisha Maas Bataira, Avram Yeshaya, Shisha Maas Bataira, Efleg Lenin, Shisha Maas Bataira, for etliche Wochen, a Mishnah. So the Kinderlach flegt sich tanzen and singen, Avram Yeshaya, Shisha Maas Bataira, yeah, Bataira. We have no right to in any which way mitigate the chesed from a blat gemore. A blat that El Yashiv spent 7 years on Mesit Avodah Zorah. That'll come out to a blat a week. 7 years on Mesit Avodah Zorah. I know. That's good lador. What you are doing, just in Chazocha, Rabbi Yisrael. Number one is your survival. In this bitter line of goals, depends upon people that take it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu chodi with people that take it. Kero hot eich lieb. Had lieb dein avasa, dein people that take it. That's number one. Number two, it's a way of survival of getting rid of the metach, the lachatzim, that we have on a day in our daily lives. You come to the world of Teirin, to the abode of this room, where you have your chabura, and you're oisik in the gemor rashi in Toisvis. What it does for you, it metamorphosizes your whole metzius, that now you're in the oilam achir lagamri. Number three, do not ever give up. Do not ever say to yourself, I'm too old, or I've been there, I've done that. It's not for me. Rav Shach says, Chaim Pinsman, Moichiach Isono. The Balabos Chaim Pinsman, kommt zu sagen, es nicht das. And Rav Shach wanted to use him as a source of Chizik. And if we gebeten seine Tochter, give him the name Chaim. Rabbi Yisai, you have no better Rebbe, no better mentor. His Abbas HaTeire is exuberant, it's Vashikiti B'Teire. Rav Gifter once said to me, Meisha, did you see this Toysvis? I said, yeah, I saw the Toysvis. Du hast nicht gesehen dem Toysvis. I said, Rabbi, ich habe gesehen. Ich sehe nicht, also es ist geboren, verschickt über dem Toysvis. So, wie Herr Joisvis nicht verschickt über dem Toysvis, du hast nicht gesehen dem Toysvis. Toysvis, Teure ist bekoyach, zu bechei sein und einem Beiben machen, ein Mensch schick in den Ganzen. Das ist ein Koyach auf Teure. Sollte ihr solche sein, aber ich sage, to continue doing what you're doing. This is what Bayri Eilam wants. He wants Liban HaTeire bePilpul HaTeire. And this was introduced to us according to the legend of Bayesheni as a means of survival in the Golos. And there are many manifestations which times do not allow us yet now to describe to you and discuss with you how it is our means of survival. How many times we would say to ourselves, what am I going to do now in my house? What am I going to involve myself in? There are other things people involve themselves in because they are bored. They don't have anything meaningful to involve themselves in. Aber jeden hier sagen, ich will werden nach einem Pinsmann. Iberlosen, mach Beiräus von Chidusche Teire. Iberlosen, Iberschreiben als Teipel, an Iberschreiben, de, Asche Mische Boll kam, mit Talmude bei Jodoi, sein neugierdiger Maschor, Pshat, a tiefe Pshat. Menschen nicht verstehen. You know what the word is? If Talmude was bei Jodoi, so you have a größer Kinyan in the Teire that you wrote. That's the word. That's the word, Talmude bei Jodoi, a Chidusche Teire. If you write Teire, Rechaim always used to say, "Asoy with the noggle is makif gaman a chalif." Right? You can't see it. A chalif of a shoychid. The noggle, your nails makif the begam. Asoy is the pen makif gaman a svore. As beschreibtach, vetach an andre havone. So what's wrong if you write over a stipler? You'll end up with a gresser havone in the stipler. On the biches avron. On the sudden zalman orbach. That's the asher yivolik kam tamud biyodoy. As beschreibtach asach, vetach andre shen kopin ganzen. May you be Zeicher, Rabbi Yisrael. Continue to be Zeicher. It's Kvutz Ektana, that Kotlin Godel Yiyah, to become more and more involved in Amelos B'Teire. And then, we can say in the Feich, what Rav Chaim Vlozhenik has said, Lagabe Zan Greuser Rebbe, as Agav Chigeb, which is the Visionitzer, the Friedek Visionitzer. He said, Kol Yisrael, Yeish Lam Chedek Lam Mabo. Richtig, das ist Tam Kval Yisrael. Aber der was sich in Omel B'Teire, that individual is an Omel B'Teire, we're talking about giving you Oilam Haza, Rabbi Yisrael. Forget back in Oilam Haba. In the meantime, may you be Zoyche to continue in this Chabura. There's no greater Geschmack than Limud HaTeira, Geschmack Kovet Shiyuhi. A Geschmack Rashba, whatever you're learning, Beya now. Ah, Beya in Shaykh in the world. Tag a Birchus Avrom, but you have all the neugierdige Rans, mit Balamoz and Mohammed, neugier in the world. Shane and take it apart. May you be Zoyche. This Kvutze Ktana to become a big Kvutze Bezos Yisborach from Limud HaTeira, and the good news is to the extent that we're Isaac and people are Teire, thus alone with Zeuche sein, with Mal'al Zeuche sein, to be his girl Tzedek.
Hi, Tzedek, Yashikaya, Hashem, everyone who's here, to the Rav, Rav Moshe Scheinemann, and to Rav Shlomo Gottesman. If anyone would like to put the name so that we could contact you in the future regarding if you want to join Daf HaShavua, it doesn't even have to be on the premises together with the bulk of the crowd, as it could be anywhere. If you want to have email, if you want to be on the email list or whatever it is, something like that. Contact information, phones, addresses, there's the papers outside that you can write your names on. Thank you.